11 people were killed by the Parachute Regiment in Ballymurphy in West Belfast in 1971. The killings involved the same unit deployed 6 months later on Bloody Sunday. John Teggart's father, Danny, was shot dead in Ballymurphy. Good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, John. What are your thoughts around this?
Around the programme tonight, or you speaking about the past? Or,
about John Larkin's proposal, well, the Attorney General's proposal.
But obviously, from the family's point of view, we're surprised. We're talking about the same man who ordered the coroner less than 2 years ago to open the inquest into the Ballymurphy family's killings. And when has he changed his mind? Where along the lane has he given advice to people to wish to draw a line in the past? Families are angry, and rightly
well,
so.
Well, again, let's be precise and careful in order to be fair to him about what he is saying. He has not said, okay, that he is implementing that now, because he doesn't have the power to do so. He is saying there should be a public debate around the issue, and that is his view that there should be no criminal prosecutions before the Good Friday Agreement. But clearly he knows, and we all know, that the Assembly would have to vote on that. So he's instigating a debate, John.
He's instigating a debate, but who did he consult? He certainly didn't consult the families of the Ballymurphy victims. He certainly didn't consult any victim. He didn't consult anybody. So he is only putting an idea forward. And it's in a whim. And like I say, less than 2 years, he granted the inquest on the Ballymurphy killings. And he's changed his mind. You know, why should we listen to him? And when it goes along the lines of yesterday, who has listened to him? You had David Cameron hours after it, and the House of Commons distanced himself from what he had said. You have all politicians from both sides doing the same thing. So I don't think that anybody is listening, and rightly so.
What do you want? What do you need?
The Ballymurphy families have put a proposal to both governments, both the Irish and the British governments, of an independent panel. And we're talking about the independent commission, truth commission things. The Ballymurphy families have put forward a formula the same as the Hillsborough families. It's the same mechanism and with cost effective.
You see, John,
we've done a lot of work on it in the past 6 months.
You see, John, it comes down to this. And look, I understand I'm sitting here with the comfortable position of not having lost someone, right? So I asked that question in that context, and I absolutely concede that. But with the hundreds and hundreds and thousands of victims that there are, John, in Northern Ireland, do every one of them deserve a panel? It's not going to happen. They're not all going to get a panel. They're not all going to get an inquiry. And so there will be a hierarchy of victims. There will be some victims who get panels. There will be some victims who get inquiries. There will be some victims who get absolutely no answers whatsoever. No media attention for some of the people out there that have just as strong a case as yours.
Yeah. Ballymurphy families have put on record that every incident, every person who lost their life in the Troubles deserves acknowledgement of who they were murdered by, and truth of what had happened. The Ballymurphy families have campaigned for the past 42 years to get truth. Truth costs nothing. If it was investigated, then we had met Peter Robson, and he couldn't believe that there was no police investigation. And there's what the turning point is around ourselves. There was no police investigation, no involvement at all. These soldiers were questioned by their own colleagues in the Royal Military Police. If you go back along the lines of murders by terrorists, as people would put forward, they were investigated, and everybody's entitled to do what we're doing and call for justice and call for truth and call for an investigation. They're entitled to it. Every single one of them are entitled to it.
Okay. John, thank you very much indeed, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.